Mr. New Year, let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend to ya. Nice to know you, let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend to ya. It was like food for all of my senses. Our time priceless, no expenses. Like water to all them dry trenches. She had a theme song for her every entrance. We had a dinner and a movie. Fire up the doobie. Great vibe. This girl scoots closer to me. I call her babe. She call me boogie. Her beauty, intelligence really moves me. Nice to know ya. Let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend. Do ya? Nice to know ya. Let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend. Do ya? This isn't my first rendezvous in a relationship. Well, rounded, graduated with love certificates. Hey, she wanna love her, a lover I'll be. Stimulate your body and mentally. Hey, don't bust me straight up in a liar. Use up me surely if you want to cry. My love is real, not like them other guys. Feel sorry for who sign up, cause me, I win first prize. Nice to know ya, let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend to ya. Nice to know ya, let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend to ya. She looking pretty real nice. Lightly room up, she have the perfect body type. Being with you is like being in paradise. Never seen a girl that can live up to the hype. Ay. She is a wife, I'm a BG money, Tahiti Malanga. Big up to the Caribbean girl, I keep it proper. All of me Latinos and all of me sexy mamas. Broken Corleone, giving you a holler. Nice to know ya, let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend to ya. Nice to know ya, let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend to ya. Nice to know ya, let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend to ya. Nice to know ya, let's do it again. On a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend to ya.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Never know what you got till it's gone, yeah. Never know. You never knew. You never knew, oh, what you got till it's gone, what you got till it's gone away. You never knew, you never knew.
Ah, yeah, it's Monday. If you're awake or if you're asleep, wakey wakey. Welcome back, folks. I hope you all have had a lovely weekend. Always great to be back on the studio doing what we do best. And you know what that is, right? That is keeping you entertained with a lot of music and football news and what went down over the weekend and over the weekday. So welcome to the greatest sport in the whole world. That is football. And today is a very special day, by the way, because I'm going to let y'all call the studio. Yeah, our phone and working. You can call the studio live and you can get heard from all over the world. And you can share the thoughts, you can share whatever you want to share today with us on the studio. So, only because I love y'all. Team Kickoff! Yeah. So y'all know nobody does it better. Nobody does it better than you, my baby. Oh yeah, this show just makes you want to jump up and do something. So the number for the studio today is 415-482-3587. I'm going to say that again. The number for the studio you can call in live is 415-482-3587. 3587. You can call in live and you can get heard. The kickoff every Monday, 7 till 8 a.m. if you're in the United States, 5 till 6 if you're in Kenya, if you're in Saudi Arabia, the same time, 5 till 6. We got massive fans tuned in today, all the way from Kenya, all the way from Saudi Arabia, all the way from Dominican University of California. Yeah, yeah. So the show is straight Dominican Radio.edu at Dominican. Oh yeah. So a lot of things are going down today, ladies and gentlemen. If you're tuned in, Champions League, Premier League and FA are going down this Tuesday and Wednesday. So if you didn't know that, just know that this is the studio that keeps it real and gives y'all the entertainment of football news that it comes. Ain't nothing real than the show. The kickoff. Yeah, yeah. On the studio today, we got lots of things going on and we got lots of things for y'all. So, first and foremost, I don't like kicking off the show on a sad note, but y'all know or y'all remember what happened to Fabrice Muamba, the Bolton player. Fortunately, the match between Tottenham and Bolton is going to be tomorrow. There's going to be a rematch. So that's good. Like Fabrice Muamba right now is doing good in the hospital. And it's good that he's doing good because that was like a shocker, like what happened during that game. So we are all happy that he's doing good. And it's funny, man. Like I keep telling y'all that football is the most... It's the greatest game in the whole world. The reason why I keep telling y'all that is right after Fabrice Muamba came from the coma, the first word on his mouth is like, did we win? That's the first thing that came out of his mouth. So he just wanted to know the outcome of that game, if they won, if they lost. Which is, that pretty much sums it up. That pretty much wraps it up. Football is a lovely game. So Thierry Henry flew all the way from New York just to go to the hospital in London to see Fabrice Muamba. Good gesture by Thierry Henry, one of the greatest sportsmen of all time. You know, just to do that, just to leave all your daily duties and all your daily activities just to go see somebody who's like 3,500 miles. Just to go see them and just to say hi. That's a good gesture. Another Indian soccer, by the way, collapsed in the pitch. That happened over the weekday. And unfortunately, he passed on. And, you know, R.E.P. from the studio, from Team Kickoff. We wish our family our condolences. So it's funny because the football league in India, they didn't have an ambulance present at the venue, so the player couldn't get the attention like Fabrice Muamba got when he faded on the pitch. So it's unfortunate that a few minutes later, because they didn't have an ambulance, they had to call a tuk-tuk. If y'all don't know a tuk-tuk is one of those small rides that when you go to India you can get a ride. So they had to call that just to, you know, to get the transportation to take the player to the hospital. But he came in like several minutes late, and you know, the player was pronounced dead when they reached in the hospital. So that's sad. I mean, all, you know, pretty much I think the football world or the football organizations in our respective countries need to have that organization. You know, they need to have an ambulance on the pitch, they need to have doctors, they need to have, you know, just all the help that they need. When something like that happens, then they can take or they can rush the players to the hospital. So tomorrow Champions League is back, the quarterfinals. Chelsea is taking on Benfica. Apple is taking on Real Madrid. That is tomorrow. The same tomorrow, FA FA encounter between Tottenham and Bolton, it's going to happen. It's going to go down. That's a big, big game. If you didn't know, now you know. And on Wednesday, Marseille is going to play Bayern Munich. That's on Wednesday. Milan is going to take on Barcelona. Big, big, big things happening. Big things happening. The saddest thing is that Thiago Silva, the AC Milan defender, is going to miss the encounter between AC Milan and Barcelona, which is a shocker. I'm not happy about that because he picked up an injury over the weekday. Oh, man, I don't like that at all. I got beef with Barcelona, man. Like, they keep getting, like, all the matches, like, they just keep, it's either one thing or another. It's either a player gets a red card before their game or during their game, or it's either somebody's just not going to play, you know? It's just like, reminds me of the Champions League final between Manchester and Barcelona a year back. If that game, if Fletcher was there, I don't think Barcelona would have won that game. You know, I got friends who support Barcelona and they just keep yip-yapping that Barcelona is one of the greatest team of all time. I agree. Barcelona is one of those greatest team in the whole time, but they need to get the full squad so that we can see what they can do, because when they play Manchester, a couple of players wasn't there. Berbatov didn't play, you know, Fletcher didn't play, Ronaldo wasn't there, or Ronaldo had left. But what I'm trying to say is they keep getting easy fixtures, you know, they get. So that is just to let you know that on Wednesday I'm AC Milan, Forza Italia. Hell yeah. So if you're tuning in and you're supporting Barcelona, just know that day we got a bet. And yeah, I know AC Milan is going to do great things. We're going to knock him out. Yeah. I got beef with Jamaican authorities, by the way. One of the greatest raga icons, Vybz Kartel, Agaza Missay, has been locked up. I got beef with Jamaican authorities. Free Gaza. Free the Gaza. The Gaza icon. Yeah. Free Vybz Kartel. If y'all tuned in, just know we now entertain blood clad authorities. So just free Gaza Kartel. Yeah. So that is, in a nutshell, Manchester City at the top of the Premier League table. They got 70 points. They are tied on points with Manchester United. So if Manchester United are playing today against Fulham, the match is going to be a 10 if you're in Kenya again, at 12 o'clock or 12 noon if you're in the United States. I'm definitely watching that game. That game is a big, big game. So if Manchester win the game, they're going to jump on top of the Premier League table with 73 points. Arsenal still right there, not letting go. They're in number 3 with 58 points. That's below average, 70 and 50 points. They're not going to catch up, but at least they're going to be able to go to the Champions League next season. Tottenham coming fourth with 55, followed by Chelsea, who are doing so bad. I mean, they drew 0-0 with Tottenham. That was a big game. But Tottenham deserved to win that game because Chelsea, they was just... I mean, Chelsea right now, I don't really dig them. I don't feel them at all. They played Manchester City. They weren't supposed to do Manchester United a huge favor by knocking Manchester City out of the race. But they didn't do nothing. You know, they played as if they didn't want to play. Torres, I got beef with Torres because Torres has lost his touch. And I don't see him picking up, you know. I think Di Matteo messed up that day. He could have played Drogba. You know, I would never choose Torres over Drogba, not any day. I would never do that because Drogba is just that player who gives you that winning goal, you know? Like, you know, in the night, all the way through, just Drogba is going to do something. You know, if he's not providing an assist, then it's, you know, making his name appear on the score sheet. So, Di Matteo, I don't see you being in Chelsea for one full season. Matter of fact, I think you're going to be sacked right after the end of the Premier League. So, you know, if you keep messing up like that, that's what's gonna happen. Give Drogba his due play and let Drogba start in the first lineup, and let Drogba finish the whole 90 minutes, and let Torres sit on the bench or play in the reserve, or you know, wait for Carling Cup or FA Cup or something like that. So, do not do that. You don't want to get sucked. You know, coming from me, I mean, I know what I'm saying. You know, and if you know the history of Chelsea, then you're gonna know that you're not gonna last a whole while if you keep doing what you're doing. If you don't keep providing or keep giving us results against Manchester City, that's what's gonna happen to y'all. Yeah. So at the relegation table, still, it's the same teams: Wigan, Wolves, and KPR. Swansea are doing good. They're number 10. So the debutants are not doing so bad. Yeah. In La Liga, Real Madrid still at the top, 6 points above Barcelona. Real Madrid, of course, won. And speaking of Real Madrid, Cristiano Ronaldo doing big things. It's not only Messi that's breaking the records, also Cristiano Ronaldo is breaking the records. And if Cristiano Ronaldo scores, by the way, against these two teams, he's going to become the first, the only player, or the first La Liga player to score in every league opponent in one season. So Ronaldo right now has scored against all the 17 teams, and he's just waiting to score against Bermolones and Catalans just to complete that set. So I'm just wishing Ronaldo all the best. I mean, Ronaldo is that player for me. I mean, he's my favorite player above all. I mean, Messi is good, but Cristiano Ronaldo does it for me. And right now, Cristiano Ronaldo has scored 131 goals in all the 131 appearances he's appeared for Real Madrid. So pretty much he's inscribed his name in the Real Madrid book of records, and he's like at the 10th position of Real Madrid all-time goal scorers. That is the kind of player Cristiano Ronaldo is, man. Like, I still regret the fact that Cristiano Ronaldo ended in Manchester United. But y'all know how it is. It is what it is. Life gotta move on. I mean, still Manchester United, we're doing great things. We gonna be at the top of the Premier League if we beat Fulham today. So, that's not so bad. So, Spanish La Liga, the relegation zone is Real Zaragoza, Sporting Gijón, and Racing Santander. So still the same, and I changed there. The Bundesliga, number one is Borussia Dortmund, Bayern Munich, and Schalke 4 at number 3. At the relegation zone is Hertha BSC, Hamburger, and FC Kalshin. I don't know how to say that name. Serie A, AC Milan still at the first position, followed by Juventus, Lazio. AC Milan and Juventus had a classic encounter, but Juventus won that game at the Coppa Italia, which is just like FA Cup or Coppa del Rey in Spanish La Liga. So Juventus went through. At the relegation zone is Les, Novara, and Cesena. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the first segment of today's show. If you're tuned in, remember you listen to the kickoff. Yeah, my baby, in the studio every Monday 7 till 8 on your radio, that dominican.edu. Don't go nowhere, because we got, you know what we got, the best studio that keeps it real and gives y'all all the news as they flow.
Anytime you need a lover, call on me. I'll be waiting. Anytime you need a lover, call on me. My heart is aching.
Welcome back. And I told you not to go nowhere because you know how we do. So today is just like one of those days, just makes me feel like, you know, I want to get nasty on somebody. So this is the reason why. I mean, I don't know how y'all weekend was, but this is how my weekend went. See, Saturday and Friday, it was good, and we was having like training, and we had a huge game that was supposed to go down on Sunday, right? I mean, so we was just training for this game and practicing and just getting in shape and getting fit. If you didn't know that I play soccer or I play football, I do, and I'm good, you know. I'm like, people around campus, they think like I'm Cristiano Ronaldo or something, because my game be way up there. So we go play our game, or we go to the venue where our game is supposed to take place, San Rafael High School. And we get there 1 hour before the game. The game was supposed to take off or kick off at 12. And we was there like at 11 o'clock. So we start warming up. We do all things. We do our daily routine. We do like everything. Everything was just so right. And the opponent, which is USF State, all the way from San Francisco, they also came. They was also doing their bit. And 5 minutes before kickoff, this lady comes and she be like, y'all guys can't play here because the field is too wet. And I'd be like, what is going on? Because I see this player talking to her, and I didn't understand what's going on because I was juggling and dribbling the ball. So I get there, and I hear something about the game not happening. And I'm like, yo, like, are you serious right now? I mean, are you freaking kidding me? How can you do that? That the field is too wet, we can't play just because it rained the previous day? You can't be serious. That's not, I mean, all the professional players play when rain is raining. I don't see them complaining about it. Y'all play when, I mean, back in Kenya, we used to play soccer, and we still play soccer when it's raining and it's muddy and stuff. Like, I don't see any big deal with that. So, like, everybody, the referees and all the players try to persuade her that if they didn't want us to play, and if they knew that because the field was wet, we're not going to play, then they should have called they should have called the previous day and told us that, yo, look for another venue. We're not going to be able to host you guys. You're not going to be able to use our facility, right? So I'd be like, I mean, that should have been the rational thing to do. So she ended up kicking us off the field. And she was like, y'all need to go to Terra Linda to try to see if you can find a field. And I'm like, 5 minutes before the play, where was you at? Where was you at when we got there at 11? So I got beef against San Rafael High School. I got beef against that lady who, like, stopped the game from happening. And what's sad is USF State, they ended up being awarded all the 3 points because we forfeited the match. I don't blame him because and also, we ended up like fucking up 200 bucks to give the referee. So that was just like a massive loss for us because we paid the referee 200 bucks. The points went to USF State. We didn't play. Like, we just, that was like bad. I'm not happy about that fact that we just lost the match just like that. So, that's one of those days that you just feel like doing something. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about if you're listening, right? One of those days that just makes you want to, I'm not going to say that word. Anyways, in the studio, we got a lot of text streaming in. And several guys want me to give them a shout out. First and foremost, the Manyanki family tuning in all the way from Kenya. The Manyanki family, starting by Mama, Papa, Ted Nyaima, Jeshek, Larry, Rogers, Rashid, Trivia Faith. Yeah, those are my number one fans. Stella, Ochi David, Ochieng all the way from Kenya too. David Warner all the way from Fairfax also tuned in. Faraj all the way from Saudi Arabia, and all the way from Dominican is Michael Mitsumuri, Domingo, Fritz, Leanne, We got massive fans. Just remember, you can call the studio if you want to get hard, if you want to share what you want to share at 415-482-3587. Back to a topic of today, Côte d'Ivoire. Côte d'Ivoire, they played in the African Cup of Nations and they lost to Zambia. But they came in number two. They came in, they were the first runners up. So here's the thing. Here's what's going on in Côte d'Ivoire right now. And if you don't know Côte d'Ivoire, Drogba is one of those greatest players, one of those legends that play for Côte d'Ivoire. So Côte d'Ivoire are having issues with payment. They did not pay players all the bonuses that they were supposed to play, like right after the African Cup of Nations. So, which brings me to one of those pet peeves that I do have. I don't understand when the football bodies in our respective countries, we represent the team, like they call us to represent our team, our country, and then right after we do that, then they don't pay all the money that's due. They don't pay our salary, they don't pay our bonuses, they don't pay our due. I got beef against such greedy officials when they do that, Mariga refused to play for Kenya because he was not paid his previous due. And that was like the African Cup of Nations qualifiers that he refused to play. And sometimes you cannot really just blame these players for refusing to represent their countries when they got millions in debt. When the country got millions in debt, that's all onto them. So Côte d'Ivoire is the latest African country to be pulling this BS. Pay your players, pay the players the bonuses that's due, and let them because they do their part. So I don't see why now you should not do your part. You know, Nike Soccer is still honored, still going around the world, looking at searching for talents. Pep Guardiola, the Barcelona coach, is the patron for that. And if you're a football star and if you think that you got what it takes, show up and represent your country, or show up and just show your skills if you want to get drafted. So the final is going to happen in Barcelona. Right now they're picking 100 players who are good, or who are the best all over the world. So they're hopping in each and every country looking for these players. So do go on to Nike.com if you want to know when Nike talent search is going to be at your country, and do show up for that. Nike is also giving a chance, by the way, to female players for the first time. So female players under 16, right now the selection is ongoing in the United States, and guys under 16 and over are getting that opportunity to get noticed by Nike. So the good thing is one of those players has been identified, and they got like a few more to go. So if you're in the United States and you're listening live, do show up at one of those Nike training camps and show your skills. Messi, yeah, it's not a Messi day, but it's a Cristiano Ronaldo day today. So, but Messi, I'm not going to leave the studio without saying this. Messi is still rocking the record books, and right now he's the all-time goal scorer at Camp Nou or at Barcelona. He scored their games against Granada, which ended like 5-3, and Messi scored like a hat-trick, which is like one of those rare hat-tricks that Messi scores. Good game he played. So right now Messi has 234, just two goals on top of the all-time goal scorer for Barcelona. So right now Messi is the all-time goal scorer for Barcelona, ladies and gentlemen. If you didn't know, now you know, and you knew it from the kickoff, the station that gives you all the news of football that you didn't know. So that's that. I mean, Messi just keeps doing it. And Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo are making La Liga the greatest league in all time in the world. Yeah. Pele still at it with Pele has a beef with Santos coach Menezes, because I don't know if you know, but Menezes told Neymar if he wanted to get his name known all around the world, if he wanted to make his name a household name, then he needs to go to Europe and play top fly football. So Pele just was against that, those remarks, and he's like, Menezes got a thing against Santos, and I think he's hating on Santos because I played all my football career in Brazil, and I'm still known, like I'm still that legend. I'm a household name. I mean, you cannot talk football without saying Pele. So Pele is like, Neymar, dude, stay put, don't go nowhere, just keep representing Santos, because Santos is one of those teams that good in this industry. So I don't know what Neymar's gonna do, but pretty much he got his contract at Santos until 2014. But I believe Neymar is one of those greatest talents out there. So people are comparing Neymar to Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi. I mean, I think it's good. I've seen some of his moves. I've watched YouTube. If you haven't seen Neymar play, go Google YouTube and type in Neymar skills, just to watch what Neymar can do. He's that good. Anyways, other than that, Van Basten believes that Ibrahimovic can make a difference between the game against AC Milan and Barcelona. So the Dutch legend feels like Ibrahimovic is that player who got that composure just to turn the table around. So I don't know about that. I mean, Ibrahimovic is good. He got good hand. He's good on the air. He's good in the air ball. He's also got that control like Babatov. But he didn't do nothing against Arsenal. Like on the second leg, the first leg he shone like the first leg. But the second leg, like he was nowhere to be seen. I was looking all over the TV for Ibrahimovic. Where's Ibrahimovic at? I don't see him. Where is he at? You know? So he wasn't there. You feel me? So let's just hope that he's going to do something against Barcelona. And at least he's going to score, or maybe he's going to, like, you know, just do something. Pep Guardiola also think that Ibrahimovic is a leader at AC Milan. I think that Pep Guardiola is trying to play those mind games like Sir Alex Ferguson, you know, heaping a praise on a player and then expecting him that when he plays against y'all, he's going to have a warm heart. He's not going to have that lethal, that strike, you know, that killer instinct. So Pep Guardiola, that's not going to work out for y'all. You just, you know, like I said, when we were starting the show, the Barcelona keep getting, you know, easy games. So just keep getting teams when they are at their weak moment. So that's when you show, that's when you shine, and that's where you become killer. There was an earthquake in Mexico, and the Mexican League was put on hold for a few days there. There was this, unfortunately, there was no death that was reported, and the earthquake just shaked several buildings. There was no major injuries or major losses or major damage in Mexico. Juventus is hosting the Europa League, the 2014 Europa League final. Yeah. So the Europa League final is going to Juventus right now. Juventus are going to make a move for Chelsea's Torres. So Juventus right now are planning to make a move for Torres, because Torres, the blue jersey just ain't doing it for Torres. I don't know if it's about being blue, because when he was putting on the red jersey, he had that killer instinct and he was scoring in every game. So Torres, is he gonna go to Juventus? I'm gonna tell you all that later, like over the transfer window, when the transfer window open up. And I hope he does. I hope he does go, because he's getting wasted at Chelsea. He was dropped. He's not the first 11 at the Spain first 11 right now. And pretty much that might mean that his international career is gonna be over just like that. He doesn't want that. So pretty much, if Juventus make that move, then he needs to do something. Michel Platini, one of those pet peeves that I do have is, if you hold a big office, Michel Platini is the UEFA president, and he's like heaping praises on Messi. He's like, I think Messi is a killer. I think ain't nobody out there who's better than Messi. This is one of those things that people keep complaining, that UEFA officials or just FIFA officials have a bias when it comes to Barcelona. This is the president heaping praise on Messi. This is the president who's supposed to be equal, or who's supposed to be unbiased, you know? So if he's heaping praise on Messi, then that means pretty much Barcelona is his favorite team. That's just my opinion. What do y'all think out there? You can call in the studio at 415-482-3587. That's my opinion, that I'm thinking that, you know, if you're an official who got a higher office in the football industry, do not let your bias be known. You know, you can support a team, but keep your mouth shut. Ain't nobody want to know that. I sure as hell don't want to know that. You know, Barcelona players do dive. They do dive. I'm just going to wrap that in. If you're a Barcelona fan listening out there, you can do nothing, because I'm in the studio right now, and everybody who's listening pretty much know what I'm talking about. This is the thing, that when you hear such officials talking like that, then you do know that there are things that go on in the background. You know, referees go to a match, starting match, thinking that, or knowing that when Sergio Busquets fall down, then it's a foul. When Messi falls down, it's a penalty. When Cristiano falls down, it's not even a free kick. He's like acting up, he's snowboarding. You know, so that bad mentality, we also need to take it off football, and we just need to concentrate on the match and making the game better. The game is beautiful. You know, football is the most beautiful game out there. Y'all saw that when Fabrice Muamba collapsed on the field, like every player was putting on a jersey, just, you know, get well soon, Fabrice Muamba. You know, that unity. And if you go to Jamaica, they say unity. The unity that players showed, you know, that day, demonstrated that football is not about rivalry. It's not about having ill feelings, but it's about giving fans entertainment and giving fans what they are paying for. There are some footballers who are complaining about fans booing them when they are playing. What do y'all expect if you're playing bad? If you're not putting all your effort in the game, what do y'all expect? You know, fans are paying all that money just to watch you play and to give them a good show. But if you're not giving them a good show, what do you expect? Do you just expect fans to just sit there and watch y'all do bad? Nah, I don't think so. So stop complaining, shut your mouth, and give fans what they are paying for. Ladies and gentlemen, Team Kickoff, if you're tuned in, you're listening to The Kickoff. Yeah, my baby. Every Monday, 7 till 8, only on radio.dominican.edu. Like I said, a lot of things are going down. Don't touch that dial. Stay tuned. Breaking out today, the system, my track this. Corrupt my mind, but you can't touch my soul. Humble as a lamb, but like a lion, me roll. Me not read your script, I'm in a play your role. Can me see the fool that's never been told. So me sing again. I can see the rain falling on my window pane. Hear this voice again, don't worry about tomorrow. No, we wouldn't feel the same if we could erase the pain. Hear this voice again, go build a better tomorrow. Yeah, see them one recruit
And you know we not go chime them. Eyes wide open so we see between the line them. Treasures well hidden but we know where to find them. Be not afraid, speak what is on your mind them. Motive and clear, very hard to define them. From any indecision here we need to decline them. Take what's yours and leave what is mine them. Living one day at a time them. Yeah, I can see the rain falling on my window pane. Hear this voice again, no worry about tomorrow, no. We wouldn't feel the same if we could erase the pain. Hear this voice again, go build a better tomorrow. No more time to waste and you know just what to do. Leaving out the old and picking up the new one. There is nothing to replace cause it's all inside of you. Changes. Mind finally awake and you not sleep no more. Now you know the depth of yourself and even more in store. You have been rich when you thought you were so poor. Changes. I can see the rain falling on my window pane. Hear this voice again, no worry about tomorrow, no. We wouldn't feel the same if we could erase. This voice again, go build a better tomorrow, yeah.
Yes, Don Corleone, a gentleman. We earn our future, yeah.
Look at it.
Yeah, like I said, it's a special day. Y'all feel it special, right? Y'all can say by the music that I'm giving y'all. Just for y'all, Team Kickoff, that is for y'all. Y'all know nobody does better. Nobody does it better than Yema, baby. Oh, yeah. Jose Mourinho. Jose Mourinho, by the way, he's a funny guy. So, Jose Mourinho snapped the press after Real Madrid played Villarreal. So he was sent off from the stand, and Sergio Ramos and Ozzy Mesut like received a red card on that game. And I don't understand why some players like Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi and Wayne Rooney and the likes are, you know, setting records. Like on a positive note, players like Sergio Ramos have, you know, set the record, the Real Madrid record, for the 11th red card. And right now, he's the player that has received the most number of red cards at Real Madrid. So I think Sergio Ramos needs to, you know, take care, or he needs to go have anger management lessons. You know, if you're playing football and you got anger management issues, then that's what bounds to happen. That's the kind of records that you're bound to set. Rooney pretty much was going the same way, but he improved. And nowadays, Rooney don't even receive yellow cards because he's disciplined on the pitch. And that's how players are supposed to be. Football is a beautiful game. I keep saying that. Have discipline on the pitch. Yemakalif is a disciplined player. I don't receive no red card, no yellow card. No, I don't do that. Van Persie misbehaved on when they was playing a while back. And I think he's sorry. He went on the press and he said he's sorry. So, ladies and gentlemen, forgive Van Persie. He was sorry. He acted like an idiot. And he's sorry. The football rich list, ladies and gentlemen, I got it right here. Mourinho, he's the most or the world's highest paid football manager. So, Mourinho receives 14.8 million euros per year. 14.8 million euros per year, followed by Carlo Ancelotti, who was the Chelsea manager who was sacked recently. Di Matteo, you know what's coming your way. Carlo Ancelotti receives 13.5 million euros per year, followed by Pep Guardiola, who receives 9.5 million per year, followed by Arsene Wenger, who is in position four. Arsene Wenger receives 9 million. I don't understand how Arsene Wenger receives 9 million. Like, he's like, Ferguson is way down there, and Wenger receives more than Ferguson receives. And Ferguson, at the end of the year, got shamed to show for all his work. He got trophies in his cabinet at the end of each season. Wenger, on the other hand, got eight? Oh, you Arsenal fans out there. Is it eight or is it seven? Seven seasons trophyless. So, that's the part that I didn't understand, that Arsene Wenger receives 1 million more than Alex Ferguson. Alex Ferguson receives 8 million at the end of the year. Gus Eading receives 8.6. Fabio Capello 8.5, followed by Jose Camacho, who is the Chinese manager. He receives 6.1, and then followed the Russia coach receives 7 million, and then Roberto Mancini from the Noisy Neighbors receives 5.9 million. And I mean, players receive more than the football coaches receive. Lionel Messi is at the top of the rich list, followed by David Beckham and Cristiano Ronaldo. So Messi receives 33 million, I can't even say it right, because that is a lot of money, man. Everybody wanna get paid. I wanna get paid. 33 million euros at the end of the year. 33, folks. That's a lot of money. David Beckham receives 31.5. If y'all thought Beckham was dead, then, you know, that's what Beckham receives right there. That's what, dude, this is Beckham. A lot of money right there. Cristiano Ronaldo, 29.2. So Messi is like, receives 4 million more than Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah. Samuel Eto'o representing Africa. Yeah. 23.3 from Samuel Eto'o. Samuel Eto'o is playing at Anzi. If you didn't know, now you know. Wayne Rooney receives 20.6 Wayne Rooney. Million, ladies and gentlemen. That's million euros. Sergio Aguero comes in behind Rooney with 18.8, followed by Yaya Toure, 17.6. Fernando Torres, this dude is paid. Fernando Torres is paid. 16.7, followed by Kaká, who receives 15.5 million euros, followed by Philipp Lahm, who receives 14.3. million euros. Yeah. So, Real Madrid. Yeah, I know Real Madrid are playing Apoel tomorrow, right? So that's gonna be a great game. And the reason why I brought that up is Pepe has received too much ban for overreacting or like wanting to strike the referee during that game that Mourinho and Sergio like and company when they received those the red cards. Pepe is now gonna feature in that game, but he's banned for two games, La Liga games. So I hope that Pepe disciplines himself in the Champions League so that if they happen to go through to the semifinals, then they're going to meet Barcelona and he's now going to be suspended for that game. I want Barcelona to play a team that is full squad. I don't want them to play a team that is weak. So if you're here, if you had that, then Pepe, please, you know, just discipline yourself. Di Matteo says that he did not conspire against AVB sacking, Villas-Boas sacking. So, for you, dude, guilty souls, they always, if you're guilty, I mean, you can keep calm because you've just feel it. You just feel like everybody's watching you. You just feel like everybody's talking about you. So, Di Matteo, just for him to go to the press, to call a press conference and say that he did not conspire against AVB. That gets me thinking that there's definitely something that went down behind the background. There's something that went down behind the curtain. So because if you're not guilty, why talk about it? It's a month since AVB was sacked. You know, you just need to concentrate on your job and do your job the way you're supposed to be doing your job. Don't tell nobody about you not conspiring against nobody because nobody want to hear that crap, okay? So, Di Matteo, advice from the studio, just do your job, okay? I know you're feeling the pressure. Coaching Chelsea is not an easy task, but just do what you can. Just do what you can and keep your mouth shut. Zidane wants to be a coach sooner or later, by the way. Zidane right now is the football director, and he brings in new talent at Real Madrid. But he says that sooner or later, he wants to be a football coach. So right now, he's just learning from the best. He's learning what he can. And he's just hoping to be one of those people who's going to drive these teams to success. I can't wait to see y'all doing that. You know, all the best. Because you retired on a sad note, but all the best. I think you can do it because you is one of those players that are legends. You know, you lifted the Champions League trophy a dozen times. You also lifted the World Cup, and that makes you a legend, Zidane. That makes you a legend. Oh yeah. Yeah. Arsenal. Wenger is gonna gamble on top players next season, so don't panic. Another season trophyless for your guys, but Wenger is planning to buy top quality players next season. So I think it's the time has been way overdue for Wenger to realize that academy players don't bring you trophies. Experience and top notch players bring you trophies. So sounds to me like right Arsenal is gonna be competitive next season. They're gonna do something. If they buy new players, if they buy top-notch players, then I think that they might end up number two in the Premier League table next season. And at least they're gonna go all the way to the semi-finals in the Champions League. And Manchester United is gonna go all the way to the finals. And Manchester United is gonna lift the Champions League trophy for the fourth time. Yeah, I'm not hating on your guys. I'm just saying, you know, y'all don't need to know where my money's at. That's where my money at. Yeah. And by the way, when Manchester City played Chelsea, the first half was very boring, but the second half Chelsea just, you know, they went defensively, and Chelsea, this is Chelsea without Terry. and Chelsea without Drogba and Chelsea without Lampard. That's the Chelsea that nobody knows, you know. But I just hope that, you know, Terry's gonna come back and like they're gonna grab their third spot. But I don't know, because pretty much a standstill right now, they're gonna go to the playoffs and the Champions League spot is not guaranteed for them. So let's wait and see. But they pretty much need to pull up their socks. I know right now people like Gallus and all the people that support Chelsea, Machizi crew from Machizi, then I know guys are really pissed off right now because they just kept bringing Chelsea up on my face, and I was like, get that blue jersey off my face. But right now, I mean, I know they're feeling the heat. I know they know, like, things are not as easy as they used to be when Mourinho was there. So when they kicked Mourinho out, pretty much that meant that Mourinho went with their luck and Mourinho went with that, you know, that winning streak. If you're tuned in, ladies and gentlemen, remember you're listening to The Kickoff. Yeah, my baby, in the building. Every Monday, 7 till 8, only on radio.dominican.edu. Don't go nowhere. This is the station that gives it to y'all like no other. Literally jumping up and down in the studio, man. I can get enough of this music. I know y'all out there also can get enough of this music, and you're feeling it. If you feel it like I feel it, you might as well jump up and down and just do it like you do it when you're in the dance floor. Yeah. So remember to watch out for Champions League. Remember to watch out for FA. And remember to watch out for the Premier League. Manchester today is playing against Fulham. And are they going to be in the top position in the league come the end of the day? I don't know, but do watch that out, because after the studio, definitely that's where I'm going. I'm going to watch Manchester United play against Fulham, and I know Wayne Rooney and the like are going to do massive damage today. So once again, if you didn't know, Champions League, Benfica at home against Chelsea, that is Tuesday tomorrow. Apoel at home against Real Madrid, also Tuesday. The time is at 8. And on Wednesday, Marseille at home against Bayern Munich, and AC Milan at home against Barcelona. The same Tuesday, Tottenham at home against Bolton. It gets no better than that, ladies and gentlemen. So if you didn't know, now you know that this is the station that keeps it real and gives you the best, and no other station does it like we do it, and especially ain't no show that does it like the Kickoff does it. So to all the team kickoff out there, I'm just gonna give you a shout out for sending text in the studio once more. The Manyanki family, followed by Osea Manyanki, Pamela Manyanki's wife, Ted Nyaima, Jeshek Larry, Rogers, Rashid, Trivia, Faith, and Stella, Ochi, all the way from Kenya, from Mustache Base, followed by Kena Mapapa from CFK, Arafat Mohammed from the same CFK, David Warner, all the way from Fairfax. If I didn't mention your name, just remember to tune in next Monday and do send in text. I'm gonna give you a shout out live on the studio. Right now, I'm just gonna wish you a lovely week, a lovely entertainment week full of Champions League and all the tournament that's out there. Do tune in next Monday. Until later, God bless.
You when you're gone, situation so wrong, but babe, the love is so strong, enough to love you when you're here with me, and love you when you're gone, into another girl's arms. I'm gonna love you when you're here with me, and love you when you're gone, situation so wrong, but babe, the love is so strong. You when you're gone, to another girl's arms. Yeah, I'm gonna love you when you're here with me, and love you when you're gone. Situation so wrong, babe, the love is so strong. Enough to love you when you're here with me, and love you when you're gone, into another girl's arms.
This young one, young man, meditation must be strong. Be wise in a Zion, greater than red.
Good meditation, good inspiration, clean hands and pure in heart. That's what keep us going strong. Good inspiration, good meditation.
Tell the youth them say Bill, no make Babylon give your God become kill. No sign no warrant, no sign no dead will. The youth them want food that decide you fit ill. So utilize your talent, your trade and your skill. Heading toward your goal, you no want a deal. Cause each and every weir are just be a blood that fill. Come on a kill, man, nobody does it and a bill.
Well, yeah. We need good meditation. Clean hands and pure enough, that's what keeps keep us going.
That's what keeps us going.
Good inspiration.
Good meditation.
Keep us going strong. Mankind, don't give up on Jah. Easy life giver. Hold your faith and stand tall. Wickedness, it gets on of corruption. Tie them up, them not show no love at all.
Tell the youths them so straight, tell the youths them no lean. Yet King Selassie are the real high supreme. Sit up as a king, so me and be a back queen. The youths them side the feet and Babylon, you get the dream. See the youths them eyes in a red, gold and green. Choke off in a denial and get pure and clean. Tell Babylon no matter try intervene. So why you kill the youth them in the stream?
Fire. You need good meditation, good inspiration. Clean hands and pure in heart, that's what keep us going.
That's what keeps us going.
Good meditation,
good meditation,
good inspiration.
Holding on for so long,
always stand firm,
hoping and praying.
Now the devil has turned.
Babylon, them are worried. Now hold no mate, them are in your sin, they're worried.
Yeah, experiment, what you want for you? They study, blast them, Babylon, the sea, man, I heard them, one flooding. For you, hide the truth from the youth, them. Use and abuse and execute them. Them no one